I just ask you today that you just, Lord, overshadow my weakness and Lord, just allow your word, just the very truth of it, to encourage us, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. It's kind of a journey I'm on. Back in November, I think it was, I woke up one morning and heard, I just heard a simple word from the Lord, abide in me, you know, abide in my love, actually, is what it said. And then not too long after that, that's what Bishop began to teach upon, right? So we've been kind of getting a good dose of that. But being honest with the Lord, I could say, Lord, I don't really know fully how to do that. I think I've done that at times, you know, but I really want to go deeper in this, learning how to abide in your love. And Bill Johnson said something. I was listening to one of his sermons one day, and he said, everything that flows out of us comes from one of two places, either from love or from fear, in all our responses. But if you understand how deep fear can go, we think, oh, I'm not that afraid. But fear is rooted in something called unbelief, right? Because in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, there's this, the faith chapter, right? And leads right into, the word that it fights against is unbelief, right? In 3 and 4, you know, they couldn't enter the land because of their unbelief. And on and on. Chapter 12, you know, the attack is against unbelief. But see, fear is so rooted in unbelief, right? So in order to get rid of my fear, I've got to get to the very root of my unbelief. In other words, in this thing, Deuteronomy 1:32, you're not trusting the Lord your God. Whether it's anything that's going on around you. I even find myself complaining about having all this warm weather and stuff like that. You know, the Lord just kind of got convicted one day about, God, you're in control, you're sovereign. So this isn't coming out of a place of trusting your sovereign love for me and for my good. I'm just speaking now out of just unbelief, right? So if you think about that, and maybe it's not just those two things, but most everything that flows out of us in response to life is coming out of love or out of a place of fear, which is tied into unbelief. And all the branches that go out from there, worry, anxiety, right? All those are rooted in fear. At times, anger. Years ago, I forgot who taught us this, but said, you know, when dealing with anger is like trying to get rid of an apple tree in your yard by pulling the apples off, right? So anger is always the fruit and never the root problem. But usually we're angry because something is out of our control. We want to control it, so we get angry. And control is like a branch that's tied into the stump or the main trunk of fear, right? We want to control because we're afraid in that situation. But fear is tied into unbelief, the root. So in other words, to get rid of the tree of anger, sometimes I have to go to the root of unbelief, right? So I've said all that. And that wasn't really what I was going to talk about. I want to talk about just something I was reading today about just this atmosphere of love we've been talking about. You know, how God loves God, and we're kind of in that atmosphere. And it's really helped me in my time alone with the Lord, because Jesus loving me was never really a problem with me. You know, I could receive that. But I always really had a real hard time with my relationship with the Father. You know, he seemed more distant. Even though I understood and knew that, you know, they're all one, you know, and they all, the Trinity works that way. But I always had a problem with that one, probably because of the way I was raised. I've been on my own since I was like 18 years old. My father died of cancer, and there was a lot of years of separation there. And I just never really understood that. And so, you know, Jesus being like a brother, you know, friend, I was okay with that. But I never really got into that one, you know. So in this last year, I've been kind of on this journey of a father's love. You know, just speaking to God, just asking him just simple question, Lord, I wanna understand your love. And I know you love me like you love Jesus. That's what Scripture says. You love me just as much as you love him. Jesus loves me as much as he loves the Father, you know. On and on. But But just one of these aspects of in our relationship with each other, you know. I was just reading this verse again today. Familiar verse in Ephesians chapter 4, if I can find it. Let's see. As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every aspect into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fit and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love, this atmosphere of love. Well, we've always heard that, you know, speaking the truth in love, right? But it never says, you know, correcting your brother in love. But that word speaking means not only others but yourself too, right? That we're speaking, declaring truth in love. And you can't separate the two. It's in this book. This is a great book. It was written back in the 70s. It's called Our Heavenly Father by a guy named Robert Frost. You get it for like $4 off of Amazon. Really a good book about the Father's love. And he's real open about his relationship and how the Lord did that. And just a lot of stories of ministry and how the love of the Father just kind of healed a lot of people. So it's a really cool book. But one thing he says is, our Heavenly Father always communicates His truth and love, and His love with truth, right? And knowledge apart from the spirit of love, however, never imparts life. Okay? So I've done this myself, and it has been done to me, of people correcting you with the word, you know, thinking I can just give you the word, and, you know, but if it's not done, and that word means speaking the truth in, means, that word in means literally inward, right? And in the atmosphere, and it's kind of a Greek word that means not just inward, but in the environment and in the atmosphere of agape love, which is God's unconditional love. So when I speak truth, which I have to do to myself often, we speak in the unconditional love of God. And when we speak truth to each other to build you up, right, not to tear you down, to build you up, then that word has to come from love, or the Father's love. Any truth has to come from that. You follow me? I mean, I know you know that, but truth always imparts life. Even if it's a correcting word from the Lord, it's going to impart life to me. And it's going to be truth because it's spoken in the atmosphere of love. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, the love of Christ controls me. Right? We were talking about that yesterday. It's kind of fresh, but last week in Bible study, we talked about the same thing. But it doesn't say my love for Christ controls me, but the love of Christ controls me, which is both and, right? But more so, it's His love, because if I'm dying to myself and I'm experiencing this atmosphere of the love of the Father, then we know that that's coming out of me, right? It is not only real to me, but it's coming out of me. And I've always believed this, and which is real truth, it's got to be real to you, you know, and people can spot that really quick. So if it's real to you, it will spill over out of your life into other people, right? So this is a cool thing. And when we speak to each other, just think about that, you know, because you'll all have an opportunity, especially if you're in ministry, like you guys, right? Speaking to someone, speaking truth, but it has to be, you always think, is this what I'm saying, is it in this atmosphere? Is it coming inwardly? Is it the unconditional love of God, right? If I'm speaking to my mate, am I speaking truth that's in the realm of God's unconditional love? Is it going to impart life into them, right? And he said one thing, we can be so right that we're wrong, right? Like in a situation, I get mad at TC or something, and I'm just going to bring her this, what the Word of God says. You ever done that? please help me. You know, don't make me feel by myself up here. Word says this, you know, or the word says that, huh? Did she? Well, see, she's probably going outside throwing up. Right. He doesn't do this. But, do what? Getting a big stick. But you see what I'm saying? How many of you ever had that done to you? Like in a moment, somebody just, well, let me give you what the word says. And it just, it just didn't impart life at all. Right? Because truth, apart from the love of God, right, is just what Scripture says, knowledge. And knowledge just makes is just arrogant and prideful. But love edifies, right? So may you experience and encounter, get in that environment of the love of God. And when we speak to each other, right, it's to build each other up. And make sure what we're saying in love, truth and love, if it's there together, it will impart life. And I know I've hesitated from that sometimes because love wasn't flowing out of my heart, fear was, right? And I was more concerned about whether they liked me or not, rather than speaking this word again. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.